This is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined by Tom and Jake Scheidel, and we're going to talk about Jake's Music Festival. It's happening Saturday, April 14th, from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. at Wealthy Theater. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
So tell me a little bit about what Jake's Music Festival is and what it benefits.
Well, Paul, this is our eighth year for Jake's Music Festival, and it will be held again at Wealthy Theater on April 14th. And the show is a benefit concert for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation.
And why did you guys decide to do a music festival?
Well, Jake was about 6 years old when he was originally diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, or juvenile diabetes as it's sometimes known. Mm-hmm. And we were very, very involved with the local chapter of JDRF here in Grand Rapids. And about 8 years ago, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, Todd Herring, who's the local musician. Well, at that time, he was the lead singer with an Irish band called Crack Wisely. Mm-hmm. And we talked about we should put together, we should do a show.
Sure.
Because my company, we do musical and live event production. So we do a lot of events for corporations, nonprofits, things like that. And he said, well, you can do the production work, and I'll get my band to play for free.
Okay.
And he said, and I'll even get some other bands to do it, too. So that's kind of how we got going. And Jake's always been a big, had a great love of music and movies and media and things like that. And why don't you tell him about how you got involved, why you like all this stuff, Jake?
Okay. Well, it's 5 to 8 hours of music, like really good local music, which is really cool, and I get to, you know, meet all the bands and hang out with them, and then they play, and it's awesome to just hear a collection of like 6 to 15 different acts every year, and it's just awesome to listen to all of these different people and get a feel for the local music scene. It's just really fun.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to come out to it last year and really enjoyed it a lot. Very eclectic music acts.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we've done since the very beginning is there is a fantastic music scene going on in Grand Rapids.
Absolutely.
And it runs the gamut. I mean, we've got everything from rockabilly music to Celtic Irish music to accordion music to high school jazz band to heavy-duty rock and roll. I mean, everything you could imagine. Singer-songwriters. We have some of the best, I think, songwriters working and singers working Grand Rapids today who will be part of this show. So it's if you like music, this is the place to be on April 14th.
Now, who are some of the musicians that you have lined up for this year?
We have we're really happy to have Delilah DeWilde and the Lost Boys performing this year. Mm-hmm. She's got a couple. Actually, they're recording. They're going to the studio, I think, this week to actually record another CD. They perform all over the place. I think she is literally probably the hardest working woman in show business. And they're great. They do a rockabilly sets, and they're just
oh, I've
lot
seen her
of
many
fun.
Times. She yeah. gets up on that bass. She's amazing.
Yeah, that is worth the price of admission, which is free, by the way. But even if we charged money, it would be worth the price of admission just to see Delilah up, standing on her stand-up bass. Then we also have acts like Dave Molinari and Creolization, so mm-hmm. it's Creole music, the Waxies and the Celtic Kilroy Cabaret bringing us Celtic music, the Fainting Generals and Valentiger. We actually saw Valentiger at a festival last year mm-hmm. and said, they were number one on our hit list. We got to get these guys in because they rocked the stage at a festival last year, and so we're really excited to have them. Carissa Wilson and Lynn Thompson will be doing a duet. We have Flashing Blue Lights, kind of a newer band mm-hmm. In town. Kelsey Rodders, who's actually won some songwriting awards down with the Detroit Music Association, will mm-hmm. be here. So really runs the gamut. I mean, if you really love music, come at 4 o'clock and stay till 11. If you want to come and just see a couple of acts, see your favorite style of music, you can do that. If you want to come early, go to dinner, come back.
Sure.
The great thing about the location, too, is at Wealthy Theater, there's all kinds of restaurants mm-hmm. and other things going on out there on Wealthy Street. So it really gives people the opportunity to spend the evening and you know, we help us raise some money for a good cause.
Now, Jake, who are you looking forward to checking out most?
I'm really excited for Valen Tiger. I saw them last year at Festival too, and they were just awesome. And I was, for however many months we were campaigning for different bands, I was like, we need to get Valen Tiger. They're so good. So, and I don't think we've had them before, so it's a new group of guys to see.